Now, the solution of Schrödinger's equations then for hydrogen are possible exact solutions, and these solutions then are referred to as atomic orbitals. For each wave function, we get an associated atomic state. Now, we're saying now that we've got our nucleus, we've got these orbits around it. When we put an electron into the lowest energy orbit or orbital, that then is the ground state. So we can calculate the energy using Schrödinger's equation for that ground state. If we push the electron up to the next orbit or orbital, then we're at the first excited state. And so Schrödinger's equation can exactly calculate the energy and the wave function that's associated with that state. Unfortunately, we cannot find the probability, we can't find the position exactly of an electron. All we can talk about is the probability of finding that electron. And that's because psi is not an experimentally measurable parameter. All we can measure is psi squared, so the square of the wave function.